All right, Donald Trump is currently melting down on the tarmac in none other than Palm Beach, Florida, at the airport where he's about to return to the White House after spending multiple days chilling out at his resort amidst the peak of the Epstein controversy. As Donald Trump was leaving, he decided to take a few questions, and each question triggered a deeper and deeper meltdown. This is the first clip right here, where he just snaps at a reporter over Nick Fuentes.
You are the worst. I don't know why they even have you. We've had some great interviews with Tucker Carlson.
I mean, this dude's always throwing ad hominems at reporters. Who just walks up and begins to attack people? Listen.
You are the worst. I don't know why they even have you. We've had some great interviews with Tucker Carlson, but you can't tell him who to interview. I mean, if he wants to interview Nick Fuentes, I don't know much about him, but if he wants to do it, get the word out. Let him, you know, people have to decide. Ultimately, people have to decide. The mayor of New York, I will say, would like to meet with us and we'll work something out. But he would like to come to Washington and meet, and we'll work something out. We want to see everything work out well for New York.
You yourself had dinner with Nick Fuentes at Mar-a-Lago a few years ago. What role should he play in the conservative movement?
Well, I didn't know he was coming, and he was with, as you know, somebody, Kanye. And Kanye asked if he could have dinner, and he brought Nick. I didn't know Nick at the time. And he did. He came and, along with a few other people. He brought a few people with him. Meeting people, talking to people, like for somebody like Tucker, that's what they do. You know, people are controversial.
Okay, massive word salad. This is the reason the Republican Party is splintering, because there is a lack of moral clarity from the highest levels. Nick Fuentes is someone who thinks the Holocaust didn't happen, or if it did happen, then that's a good thing. Nick Fuentes is someone who thinks that women shouldn't have the right to vote, that black people should have lesser rights and should be segregated. This dude has not only regressive racist views, but openly neo-Nazi pro-Hitler views, and Donald Trump is not strongly condemning it. He's openly normalizing this. He's also openly normalizing, in a way, the covering up of pedophilia by doing it every single day. Before I even show you this clip of Donald Trump attacking Marjorie and talking about Epstein, just know that this vote on the Epstein files is really breaking a dam within the Republican Party. Vote on Epstein files could be a rare Republican break with Trump. We have seen over the past 24 to 48 hours, Republican after Republican after Republican, from Representative Don Bacon to other moderate Republicans, which you know you don't think exist anymore, but some Republicans are moderate and will vote for the release of the Epstein files, which is great news. And the floodgates that are opening against Trump's favor. Let's read this. When the House votes this week on a bill to compel the release of the full Justice Department files related to Jeffrey Epstein, Washington, D.C. may witness something exceedingly rare in the Trump era, a sizable block of Republican lawmakers openly breaking with President Donald Trump. During this administration, House Republicans rarely buck Trump. A vote in favor to release the files would represent a significant public rebuke, and that is why we have seen Donald Trump thrashing in the corner on Truth Social, attacking Marjorie, attacking Thomas Massey, forgetting the core issue that he ran on, which was honestly like affordability, deportations, and vengeance. Whether we like it or not, a lot of people voted for him for that first one because they thought that Trump would bring in lower prices. And we can illustrate on a daily basis that not only is he bringing us farther away from like lower prices, but he's also really focused on the Epstein files, really focused on starting a war with Venezuela, which I'm making a video on right now. Here's Donald Trump talking about violence in politics, basically downplaying violence in politics. Then he calls Marjorie Taylor Greene, Marjorie Traitor Greene. Let me know if you can spot the hypocrisy in this 20-second clip.
Anybody, I talk to you, right? I talk to anybody. We'll see what happens.
Taylor Greene says her life could be in danger because of the rhetoric.
Her life is in danger? Who's that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she says.
Marjorie Traitor Greene. I don't think her life is in danger. I don't think, frankly, I don't think anybody cares about her. Okay, what about you?
Here's the problem. Donald Trump does not seem to fully understand the weight of the word of the President of the United States. He, in one breath, downplayed political violence, said, I don't think anybody cares. I don't think this happens. Then in the next breath, he calls her Marjorie Traitor Greene. You know what we're supposed to do to traitors? We're supposed to legitimately hang traitors. So in Trump's world, when he goes around calling every single person a traitor, he is enabling and normalizing those same types of death threats. In one breath, he'll say nobody's using radical rhetoric except for the traitors over there, like MTG. MTG is the most MAGA person ever. In this clip, Donald Trump immediately begins to attack the press on the Epstein files. This is honestly beyond parody. Beyond parody at this point. And really quickly, my favorite part of the holiday season is getting cozy, turning my brain off, and forgetting about the constant headlines that I see all day. The best way to do that for me is IndiCloud. IndiCloud is an online cannabis dispensary shop with gummies, flower, pre-rolls. All of it is federally legal, lab tested, and the best part is it's shipped discreetly straight to your door. So when you want to turn your brain off, when you want to unplug during the holiday season, I highly recommend IndiCloud. When I first tried it, I wasn't trying to chill out and escape the work. I was just taking a gummy to help me sleep on a work trip. Since then, it's become a part of my daily routine, and I use it whenever I can't sleep, whenever I want to chill out, or just need to unplug my brain. So if you're 21 or older, go to IndiCloud.co and use code MOCKLER, and you get 40% off your first order. A really nice deal at IndiCloud.co, and use code MOCKLER for 40% off. Enjoy responsibly, thanks to IndiCloud, and click the top link in the description below. Thank you all.
They would like to talk.
Mr. President, Representative Massey says he's concerned that the Epstein probe you are calling for could be a smokescreen to lock or release some more files. Is that the case?
Well, I don't want to talk about it because fake news like you, you're a terrible reporter, and fake news like you, they just keep bringing that up to deflect from the tremendous success of the Trump administration. So a guy like Massey, his poll numbers are showing he's at 6% approval rating right now. And we call him Rand Paul Jr. because he never votes for the Republican Party. So they're using Jeffrey Epstein as a deflection from the tremendous success that we're having as a party.
Dude, what success? Because if you want to pin your economic record against Jeffrey Epstein, neither of those look good for you. You're in the negative on both of those. Donald Trump can't focus on affordability. We are currently about to go to war with Venezuela. We're giving $40 billion to Argentina while Trump is covering up the Epstein files actively. His entire presidency is a corrupt quid pro quo cover-up so that he can return to a pre-constitutional era where he's giving gifts and receiving gifts like he's a monarch, but that's not what this is. It's the United States of America, and he's not acting like it. He attacks politicians. Listen, I don't agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene on most things, but you shouldn't just call a politician a traitor for no reason. Donald Trump is the reason why the United States political atmosphere has gotten this tense. You don't just call, like yesterday or the day before that, Donald Trump made fun of Thomas Massey and invoked Thomas Massey's dead wife. Obviously, Massey is more of like an independent or a Republican or libertarian somewhere over there. I don't agree with him on most things, but you shouldn't attack somebody's dead wife. When Donald Trump inflames politics to this level, I think we are totally justified in punching back, metaphorically, and relentlessly hammering home how much of an evil, vile, alleged pedophile he is. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you're subscribed below. We have a Chris Mowry video coming out later today, and then we have more videos coming out early tomorrow morning, all day tomorrow, all week, breaking down the news. We also have a debate show in the works that you guys are going to love, so make sure you're subscribed. I love you all, and peace out.